Chapter 48 A Method of Prayer Based on the Intercession of the Blessed Virgin. Besides the methods of meditation already mentioned, there is another which is addressed particularly to the Blessed Virgin. We first consider the Eternal Father, then Jesus Christ our Lord, and finally, the Blessed Mother. With regard to the Eternal Father, there are two considerations. The first is the singular affection he cherished from all eternity for this most chaste virgin whom he chose to be the mother of his divine Son. The second is the eminent sanctity he was pleased to bestow upon her and the many virtues she practiced in her lifetime. Meditating on the affection of the Eternal Father for Our Lady, you must begin by raising your mind above all created beings, look forward to the vast expanses of eternity, enter into the heart of God, and see with what delight he viewed the person destined one day to become the mother of his Son. Beseech him by that delight to give you sufficient strength against your enemies, especially those who most grievously afflict you. Contemplate, then, the virtues and heroic actions of this incomparable virgin, make an offering of each or all of them to God, as they are of such efficacy as to obtain for you divine assistance in your particular necessities. After this, address yourself to Jesus, begging him to be mindful of that loving mother who for 9 months carried him in her womb, and from the moment of his birth paid him the most profound adoration, for this was her acknowledgement that this child was at once God and man, her Creator and her Son. With compassion she saw him poorly accommodated in a humble stable, nourished him with her pure milk, kissed and embraced him 1,000 times with maternal fondness, and through his life and at his death, suffered for him beyond expression. Present this picture to the Savior, that he may be compelled, as it were, by such powerful motives, to hear your prayers. Appeal to the Blessed Virgin herself, reminding her of her commission from all eternity, to be the Mother of Mercy and the refuge of sinners, and that after her Divine Son, you place your greatest confidence in her intercession. Present to her the fact, asserted by the learned and confirmed by miracles, that no one ever called upon her with a lively faith, and was left unaided. Finally, remind her of the sufferings of her Son for your salvation, that she may obtain of him the grace necessary to make proper use of his sufferings for the greater glory of that loving Savior.